Praise God. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'm trying to hurry so that I can teach. So remember what I said, that all of you that are here in this particular service, you know, it's a, in the first, second, and third service, we're talking about, we spoke about the power of spiritual consistency in our work with God. But in this particular service this month, I'm dealing with relationship exhaustion and frustration. So we're going to read a story of frustration. It doesn't pertain to relationship, but the concept applies. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible says, maybe let's read from verse 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave unto Peninnah his wife and to all the sons and her daughters portion. But to Hannah, remember that at this point, Hannah was barren and had no child. And to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. I wish I could explain that to you, but this is not the service. Verse 5 says, and her adversary, that when I say an adversary, meaning that like the other woman, provoked her. The Bible says this, an adversary provoked her sore, and to make her what? Afraid, because the Lord has shut up her womb. You know, the Bible says, and it did so year by year. So every year, I want to know, every year they will go to the temple when she went up to the house of God. So she provoked her, therefore, that she wept and did not eat. And this is Anna. Anna was deeply frustrated. And why was she frustrated? She was frustrated because we are two wives and have one husband. And this person has children and I don't have children. And all of you know what that means, because, you know, when you are single, it's so single, it's so easy to get someone for some people. And for some people, it's so difficult. And sometimes when you're married, marriage is so easy for some other people. But for some people, it's so difficult. So there comes the frustration. And Anna was getting frustrated. And look at what Anna did. The Bible says this, that she even stopped eating. The Bible says she will refuse to eat. Then the Bible says this, yeah, in the next verse. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? Why is it thy heart grief? Am I not better to you? He says, am I not better to you than 10 sons? And you will notice the frustration that Anna had. And the first question is this, and we're going to discuss this over. And the first question is this, because someone says, why are you teaching about this? And this is the reason I'm teaching about this. There's a principle in Genesis chapter 1. It says, every seed will produce after itself. Yes or no? So, a mango seed will produce a mango. Or apple seed will produce what? An apple. If you feel relationally, in terms of relationship or marriage, you feel exhausted, you feel frustrated, guess what you produce? You will produce exhaustions. You produce what? Frustration. In fact, if there are things to give you peace, you will not do it. You will make sure you do things that produce frustration. Let's do a simple test. Are you here? Okay. Look around you. How many people do you notice are wearing black? If you found some people, no, wave your hand. Wave your hands. Good. Put on your hands. You found some people, wave your hands. Put on your hands. Who did you notice was wearing pink? You found people wearing pink. Don't look. Just tell me you found. Don't look. The reason why is that because you were not looking out for black, you did not find, because you're not looking out for pink, you did not find pink. What you found was black. When someone in a marriage is in a frustrated position, what you will see eventually is frustration. And it's not as if it's only frustration that is there, but that's what you notice. Because that's how you've trained your mind to see. The same thing with Nigeria. If you notice the scarcity, you will not see the surplus. What I'm saying is that in life, you don't see what you want, you see what you focus on. Yeah, what you have in life is what you focus on. So what I'm, the reason I'm teaching this is this: if your life, if your marriage is going to change, if your relationship is going to change, you are going to move from where? From focusing on frustration to focusing on peace. Did you notice something? I can't read the whole of the story of Anna to you. Did you notice, as long as Anna was frustrated, she just got more frustration? As a matter of fact, she began to sabotage her success. You know why? She began to fight who? She began to fight her husband. When did Anna's story change? Anna's story changed when she moved from frustration to peace. When did she move? When she met Samuel. When she met Eli, rather. And Eli told her that, may the God of Israel grant you a petition. And she believed and received it. That was when she got pregnant. This principle is very powerful. I'm telling you, this is very, very, very powerful. The first question I want to ask today, and I want my microphones to be working. What causes marital frustration? Married relationship as a single person, as a married person. What is causing the marital exhaustion, the marital frustration? Hands up. Let's discuss. I can start with her. Yeah.
From my opinion,
is the microphone on? Make sure it's on.
Hi. Okay. From my opinion and maybe experience, I would say things that are happening around that we let filter into our mind. So, for example, if you've been eating breakfast as a single person, right, it's bound to cause frustration.
No, I'm coming. So what is happening is your own experience. That's what you're saying. Is it your experience or what's happening around? Which of them, or both of them?
Both of them, yes.
Okay, so if you've been having all those breakups, then you become frustrated.
Yeah,
okay, that's great.
Saying, yes,
do you agree with that? Okay, I need someone else to tell me something else. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Comparison.
Yes, compare yourself with your friend, or you compare yourself with just people you see around you. If you're a single person and all your friends are in relationship, and maybe you're talking to this guy, you've been talking to him for months, and you're just like, yo, this babe that just started talking to this guy 2 weeks, they're dating, we've been talking for 2 months, it gets you frustrated. So as a single person, I'm not saying me, but I know, like,
okay, yes. We're getting there. We're going to come to me. So what has a me story to say? This is what leads you. This is my story. This is what I need, a practical story of something that led to frustration. That lady somewhere raised up. Yeah, there's a lady. Yeah, there are two. Yeah, yeah.
What causes frustration sometimes for some people is when you have an ideal in your mind, like a paradise, an utopia you built in your mind. So you kind of, it builds this expectation that may be unreal. So at the end of the day, you find yourself expecting, and when you're not getting what you're saying,
let me ask you a question.
Perfection.
Let me ask you a question. On the average, just to ask, how many people do you think you have to date to get married? One. Good. All of you that married, raise up your hands, please. All of you that married, raise up your hands. All of you married, can I take a step for that? I'm not embarrassing you. Stand. All of you that married, stand, please. All of you that married, please stand. Please stand. Praise God. How many of you, the person you're married to is the first person you dated? Sit down. Sit. The first person you did. Who sat down? Only two persons. The reason why is that you will frustrate yourself when your expectations are out of range. You must know something. Let me tell you something. You must know what it is. It's a process of knowing. Even people that sat down, if you are honest, there were people they liked. They just defined it officially that they were dating. Yes. You nobody at all. What? 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 No lying, what I said. Exactly. And he sat down. The reason why, let me tell you something there. You are the one that think that maybe dating several people is bad. I agree. Let me tell you, dating is a car. It's how you use it that makes it bad or good. If you use it badly, then it turns out badly. If you use it well, it turns out well. You date someone now, you don't even know his parents, you are sleeping with him. What do you want? I know people that under 1 month of meeting a guy, they start sleeping in the house. You're just saying, wow, because you're hypocrites, because you know them. But all of us are here right now. The reason why is that I just want us to be, listen to me. Sometimes because we're Christians, we want to build expectations that are not realistic. Should I shock you? On the average, statistics. You need to date 4 to 5 people. Watch. How many of you dated 4 people before you found who you marry? If you did, wave your hands. All of it are standing. At least four. Watch. Everybody, just look around. Just look. About 50% of all of them standing. Just statistics. You're a human being. For example, now, if you live in Nigeria, you leave school, you say you don't have a job, you are cursed. It's not cursed. Nigerian unemployment rate is 70%. Out of 10 people that leave school, 7 will not get a job. The reason why is that don't put yourself under pressure that is not there. Thank you. God bless you. Just like, you know, I was talking to someone about business funding, and the person said, depending on the amount of money you want, and he told me, if you want to raise $2 million, it will take you about 2 years. It's in the minimum. He was telling me about $4 million to about 2 years. He said, especially if it's your first time. He said, the second time it becomes easier. See, one of the things I've taught you guys is understanding patterns. Once you understand, the beauty of understanding pattern is this. You don't do the right thing at the wrong time. Neither do you do the wrong thing at the right time. For example, now, if in harvest season you now start planting, you have planted at the wrong time. Because that's when people are harvesting. You plant in expectation of rain. You don't plant in expectation of dryness. So the first thing I wanted to deal with is this. What is causing my frustration? This is what I want to ask you. Is it normal or is it abnormal? The reason why is that if it's normal, then I know how to deal with my frustration. Oh, someone broke up with me. You don't understand. When you are dating someone, is a guy, some people are never okay. Some people, you yourself, are not okay. I was talking to a lady in our church. He said, Pastor, and I asked about something he dated. He said, Pastor, it's even an insult to believe I dated him. I said, what insult? I said, the guy was not okay. We're not okay. Two of you dated each other. Praise God. So the first thing is, and the first thing is to be able to accept that, and you must accept that you're growing. If you knew better, you would not have not made some decision you made before. So forgive yourself and move on. I can't imagine that at a point in my life, I gave my money to MMM. At a point in my life, as intelligent as I was, I actually thought that someone can give me transfer of my money in 30 days. I mean, recently, a lady contacted me and said that she can give me that. It's even 3 days. If I put the money today, 3 days, I'll take it. I just said, I'm not looking for your kind of money. Because I've been through that patch before. Okay, let's listen to her. What is causing you frustrations? And I wanted to be honest. Yeah. What is causing you? That relationship exhaustion you feel, what is causing it? Yeah. Someone was raising on their hand.
Okay, sometimes financial can actually cause frustration for single people.
What do you mean, ma?
Like lack of money.
How? I just want more explanations. How? So that you are broke can cause your relationship frustration.
Yeah. It happens, yeah.
No. Great. I want to ask you, is it relationship frustration you have or financial frustration? Because what about if you date someone that doesn't have money? Use the microphone. It's impossible.
Impossible. Yeah. Because I would like to have patience to wait for the guy to start making money.
Awesome. My sister, I love your sincerity. Thank you. You know, let me tell you something. I'm learning a lot. Just listen to you. You know, because number one, you know, I'm a bit older than most of you. So the generation is different. The reason why is that every generation think in a certain way. So I'm seeing how you're thinking. Yes, Chinelo was, there's a guy. Give the guy, there's a guy. What is his relationship frustration?
I think it could be time wasters. I'm not ready right now. Give me some time. Yada, and you know, that could actually frustrate him.
No. Why does it frustrate you now? If not, then just go.
She likes you, but she's like, give me time.
Ah. I agree that she said, give me time. If the time does not work with you, what do you do?
But I'm sure a lot of people understand where I'm coming from.
No. I understand. I'm only saying that. See, in life, you need to know what you can control and what you cannot control. If you say, give me time, that's fine. How long is time? 2 months. That's fine with me. But if you say, give me 1 year, my sister, the Lord help you. The reason why is that, the only reason why you're frustrated is that she knows what you want. I don't know what you want. She's very clear. That this is what I want already in 1 year, but you don't know what you want, and you feel like this, you know, and why do you want to do that to yourself? The reason I wanted to say something, frustration. I'm going to give the root of all frustration. I'm going to describe it to you. Number one, frustration is because of false premise. There are some things you build in your mind that are not real. The reason why is that the way you're thinking, most of the time, is because you're single. Once you cross, that thinking will change. Please, a married woman wants to talk. Let me hear another perspective. Yes, Chinelo, you were raising up your hand. Yeah.
Good afternoon, church. I think
you can have your seat. Yeah. If you feel comfortable standing, it's okay to stand.
Thank you, sir. So I think one of the things that causes frustration is a refusal to understand your partner or where your partner is coming from. A refusal to seek understanding of your partner.
Okay.
You know, like, so in, as you know...
And this will really refer to marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, for married people.
So in marriage, in relationships, you know, you go through seasons and you go through different times as life carries you through your journey. And sometimes we refuse, I personally, I'm talking about me here, there was a point where I was finding it difficult to understand Tunde because of certain things that were happening in
Tunde's
our life.
Tunde's the guy beside him, beside her. Right now, yeah. So you can show the two of them. Yeah.
So I was finding it difficult to understand him. And then I realized it because I wasn't seeking to understand him. I had these ideals in my head and how it's supposed to be and how, what I expected. Yeah. And until I switched that and decided that I need to understand where he's coming from, yeah, I really was frustrated.
Yeah. Okay, great.
And vice versa.
Fantastic. So we're trying to understand the reason for relationship frustration. One of the fundamental reasons is this. And I want to look on the board because this will help me. There's a frame you have in your mind. The question is that the problem is not the frame, is that what is the frame built on? So, for example, you date someone, you break up, and you say that you're depressed. But the reason why is that you don't understand the cycle of the patterns of relationships. There's a frame that the person should do this to me, but it's the same pattern. For example, right now, let me tell you the truth. I never proposed to my wife. It became popular after we had gotten married. those days, proposal was very, one or two people would do it, but it's not something that you see on Instagram. They will buy balloon, put here. You know, I mean, this is 15 years I've been married now, so it's a long time. So, I mean, it could be popular in other parts of the world, but it wasn't popular during our own time. You know, I'm sure if it was popular, I would have done it. It's not as if you don't have one or two people that are early risers and, you know, early adopters that will catch those things. But the thing, what is causing, the reason why I'm saying that, what is causing frustration, if it's your frame of mind, you need to ask yourself, is there a way of thinking I need to change so that I'm not frustrated? You need to sincerely ask yourself, is there a way of thinking? So, for example, someone says, if he doesn't have money, I cannot date him. That is her choice. But that will limit your choices. And it's relative, because I don't know what a lot of money means to her. Because the question is that, when I met my wife, what did I have? See, a lot of you, some of you are 27, 28. Let's be honest. You're 27, 28. Yeah. You're going to date someone of this age. Maybe some of you are even 25. You're going to date someone 27, 28. At 27, when did you finish school? If you went to a Nigerian university. What did you finish NYC? What age? Finish NYC. At what did you finish NYC now? 26, right? 20. No, if you went to a private university, 23. If you went to a normal university, what age? What? 25. So this guy, NYC, or is he in NYC in 25 or he finishes in the 25? In 2 years, it's 27, 28. How much will he have? Except his parents are very rich. And this is what I'm saying about framework. So, you know, the thing is that, let me tell you what it is. A lot of the ladies, what you're afraid of is marrying someone that will make you poor. But the way you are thinking about it is different than the way I'm thinking about it. By the time it's 25, two, three years, what can he gather? Maximum will make 1.5 million in the job. Most jobs will pay 1.5 million. Is that how much bank pay entry staffs? In a year. So if they pay 1.5 million in 3 years, it makes that's like it finishes and it gets a job instantly, which we know that is also difficult. So in 3 years, it's 28, 4.5. That's all he has made. Can he buy a car from 4.5? What kind of car can he buy? He's paying house rent. Hold on. I want to tell you why. So the thing is that, once you make up your mind in a certain way, this kind of people that you can marry, you don't see them. You now be looking for people that are higher. It's great if that's what you want. But the challenge is this. This is the challenge. Those people that are higher also are looking for people that what? Are higher. That's the challenge. Someone says, when I get to London, I will find a husband. Good. People in London are saying that, I want to find someone that grew up in London so I can have my papers. So the first thing that causes frustration, this is what I want to see. Look at Anna. Anna was angry with her husband. Question, is it her husband you should be angry with? Sometimes when you're frustrated, you just forget why you're frustrated. It's a frame of mind. I've seen people that are 25 that are frustrated that are single. But she'll be frustrated at 25 that are single. Or she's one of them. Anytime she sounds for just flogger. Praise God. So the first thing is to understand, what is the cause of my frustration? Is my frustration caused by something on the outside? Or it's caused by myself? Because if it's caused by myself, then I can fix it. If it's on the outside, the solution is different. If it's what someone does to me, that's different. So what is the cause of frustration? We need some more comments. Yeah, there's a lady and there's a man here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I think doing the same thing and expecting different results. A lot of people did the same kind of people.
Yeah.
And you think it will be different the very good. Next time.
So is that something you did for yourself or is done against you?
It's something that I would say I did for myself. And I have a friend presently that experienced that. She was
No. I definitely agree with you because okay. The reason why I'm saying so is that once you did the same kind of people, you are the same person doing the same thing yourself.
Yes.
That's why I say that you need to find out the cause. The reason why people are frustrated is this. The same thing keep happening to them, but they've not sat down to think why.
Exactly.
Like she said, you can date 4 different guys and they're the same person you've dated in other names.
Yes.
Because they behave. Listen, the way you are, don't you know there's something you cannot live with? You don't know. You should know there's something that, you know, when someone say I like you, you say, I cannot like you. Even when you are liking the person, you pull yourself back and say, because what we like, it will end up in fights. The reason why is that our values, our personalities are just really different.
Yeah.
And that's why I ask you, what is frustrating you? Is it something that is within your control or is outside your control? And if it's outside your control, why can't you change it? Sorry, if it's within your control, why can't you change it? Don't get frustrated about things you can't change. If it's what you cannot change, I understand that. But don't get frustrated about what you can change. Someone says, hey, someone said something, Pastor, I don't like my weight. I said, then change it. It's something you can change. Someone said, I don't like my complexion. The question is this, why don't you like it? So, watch this now. If it's something you can change, you change it. If it's what you cannot change, you change your mind about it.
Yes.
So, if it's something I cannot change, for example, someone says, I have a child outside wedlock, I'm a single mom. You cannot change that. But you can change the way you think about it. So you don't have to lie to a man and say, I've never been married before. You have a child. But the question is that, I've had a child. I know how to take care of children. I'm an advantage over other girls that don't have children. And apart from that, I've proven that I'm fertile by having a child. See, other ones you want to marry, they've not proven that they can have a child. What I've simply done is that I cannot change that, but I've changed the way I think about it. Yes, you were going to say something. Yeah, there's a brother. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Actually,
so how do you deal with frustration? I want you to notice this. Number one, what is the root of my frustration? Yeah. Someone say comparison. Is that within your control? It's you that choose to compare. Yeah, the one that chose to compare. I have friends that are not married. My age mates. They're not married. When older guys are not married, it's always a challenge. Because they become very stiff in their ways. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Actually, my own point is more of like...
Please, can you hold the microphone closer? Yeah?
External factor.
External factor. Like
I have
what?
This friend that is kind of frustrated because whoever he wants to marry, the parents have to consent to it. It is all about them. Like, if they don't...
His own parents have to consent to it.
Yes. If they don't approve it, he's going nowhere. He's actually not going to get married.
Okay. So, why is that an external factor?
Because, I don't know. Some people can't speak up to their parents. Yes.
Is that an external factor or an internal factor?
I don't know.
If you cannot speak to your parents, is that external or internal?
I just feel because it's the parent that to me...
The point is that the reason why he cannot speak to his parents is what internal factor.
But, you know... Some people have been bullied though. Seriously bullied.
Bullied by who? By their parents.
By their parents now. It's not everybody that can speak up to their parents.
So
it shows
that if you are new in this church, I always say something. If the way they raised you don't like it, you reparent yourself.
Yes. Actually at a point.
So if your parents bullied you, you bully yourself to be not to be bullied again.
See, actually at a point, I was like, bro, I will follow you there and go and
let my brother, if you like, follow him. It's an internal thing he has to do for himself. So it's not about follow somebody, follow to do what? Do you want to marry you together? Praise God. I want us to close this. I want us to close because time is gone. So I know that all of you want to stay. Yeah. So let's go back to our board. How do we solve frustration? This is the first step. Number one, what is the cause? It's a big C. The number two, is it internal control or is external control? Next week, I will tell you why you don't want to be in a state of frustration. It's a bad state to be. You know why you don't want to be? You know, the reason I'm teaching this is that when you stay in a state of frustration, you begin to sabotage yourself. By yourself, you begin to do things that will not make you married. You begin to do things as a married person that kills your marriage. Look at Anna's husband loved her and preferred her. And because she was forced to have a child, guess who she was fighting? She was fighting the man that was on her side. Instead of her to fight the lady that was opposing, she was fighting the man that was on her side. The reason I'm saying so is that, let me say something to you also here. You know, I give an example. There's a very powerful Bible principle in the book of Proverbs. It said, the Bible says, the heart of a man deviseth his way. Have you seen that before? It means that whatever is in your heart, your spirit will make it happen. So if it's frustration that's in your heart, your spirit will make it happen to you. Are you getting this? Let me show you that scripture. The book of Proverbs. Is this chapter 18? Someone say hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9. This is the reason. So the reason I'm saying so is that when it comes to, just like, everybody look at me, all of you that are married, when I listen to couples that want to get the divorce, you know what I find out? I find that the two of them have actually improved, but the hurt they've carried is taking them away from their marriage. See what the Bible says here. The Bible says a man's heart does what? He says the way your heart is, it will create pathway. It will create the way for you. So if you, despite the fact that you want to marry, if you feel frustrated, if you feel exhausted, it will lead you towards exhaustion. It will lead you towards frustration. This is why you need to deal with it. Because you would unconsciously start sabotaging yourself. And that's why I told you here that how many of you noticed someone wearing pink? You didn't. Because all your attention was on what? Was on black. Why am I telling you this? The reason I'm telling you this is this. This is very powerful. I hope you get catch this. Everywhere your focus is, that's what you attract. So, a lot of you, your focus is on your pain. Your focus is on your exhaustion. And you begin to attract things like that. Why? A man's heart deviseth his way. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart. So, what the purpose of this series is to move you from exhaustion to peace. That's where I'm going to. By the time this month is over, we want to move you from so I'm tired of men. You want to say I'm tired of marriage? No. I'm like, oh no, I'm at peace with it. And I began to say that what is the cause of frustration? So we're going to say, what is the cause of frustration? Is it internal or is it external? The reason I'm saying so is that if it's internal, there's nothing to be frustrated because you can correct it. But if it's external, how do you do the external thing? By what? Changing what? The mindset. Praise God. Okay, let someone ask me a question and we'll close. Yeah. Changing the mindset. Yes, please. Or give me your own story. Someone share a story with me that's very helpful.
Yeah, so my question is, I mean, a lot of people tend to...
I cannot hear you at all.
Okay. What I'm saying is, a lot of us actually that are single, like, we tend to expect so much from people.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like Another problem is like self-esteem.
What are you responding to now?
Okay, so my question is, how do you deal with, let's say you have a partner that is expecting you to be this or that.
Yeah.
So how do you like, and you might actually just care about
what is your question?
But my question is, how do you deal with it?
That is expecting
because himself. I know I.
It's so your partner is expecting something from you.
Yes. So okay. I just feel like a lot of people expect you to be what they want.
No. It's fine. It's fine. Everybody has expectation. That's why we're human beings. Discuss it and say, hey, what are your expectations? What about, and have a conversation. This is what I can do. This is what I can do. That's what it is. And of course, because you love the person, you want to make adjustments. But you don't want to make adjustments that will lose your essence of being. Just imagine that. Let me give an example. When I was in school, there was a girl I liked. Story. I liked her a lot, but she told me one thing. Of course, she could see the part I was, because I was a student pastor. He said that no matter what happens, I will always make her a Catholic. He said, I'm born again, but I'll be born again in Catholic Church. I carried my load. I'm moved. You know, single people, is when you are in love, you think you'll not find another. Yeah. It's a problem with single people, though. My people know this is not true. Single people think that if I don't marry her or him, I will never find another. The best of God is not in the past, it's in the future. That mentality that if I don't marry him, I'm not somebody, is called scarcity mentality. And that's why people end up with damaged people. Because if I don't do this, I will die. Praise God. So back to our conversation. Can someone give me, so someone said something. So look at the lady that says, I keep choosing the wrong people. There's nothing to be frustrated, because you're already, not you, I mean your friend. You know, but there's nothing to be frustrated. The reason why is that now that I know that I keep choosing wrong people, what does that tell you? Don't call it frustration, turn into lesson. That, oh, the problem in my relationship is that I choose. Can I give you something? Life teaches lessons. Once you don't learn, it will repeat itself. It will be louder and more painful. Some of you, the problem you have in relationship is that you are not learning. So, you know that when life teaches you, the first lesson of life, let me, anybody there? Yeah, just come. Come. When life wants to teach you a lesson, come. Climb up. Life wants you a lesson. It'll just teach you a small lesson like this. You know, that's the first level. You don't hear, we're like, what is wrong with you? It will be next thing. Pow! The reason why you feel frustrated is that life is teaching you something that you are refusing to learn. And instead of you to learn, you isolate each lesson and say, it's not like that. And the lesson keeps getting louder and louder. Even in your marriage is teaching you a lesson. The frustration in your marriage is teaching you a lesson that you are willing to learn. Thank you. Are you getting it? What does this connect to? It connects to you. Thank you for being honest. So the key thing is that if I know the cause of frustration, I can now what? If it's internal, I can deal with it. If it's external, I can change my perspective. For example, I'm driving. Someone just sees me and say, "Waka, I don't go better for you." You know my response? I can't change what he did. I'm like, "Hey, yeah, maybe his wife annoyed him before he left the house." You know why? That perspective throws it back to him. But the one that say, "Are you talking to me like that?" It's going to be something else. Question: what is causing your frustration? If it's internal, then it's a lesson. Don't call it frustration again. Say that life is teaching me a lesson. Let me take the lesson and work on it. If it's external, ask yourself, what perspective do I need to adjust for this to happen? Who wants to give me something that connects to this? Something that connects to this, so not extra question. Yeah. Yes. There's a lady with the glasses. Then there's a brother with the native there. Lady with the glasses. Go, go, go. Just Calibi, just keep going straight. Lady with the glasses. Yeah. This is good. Good afternoon.
Where you date people or you date a guy that makes you feel like you're too much for him, what do you do?
That question I cannot answer. The reason why is that the question needs context to answer.
Okay.
First of all, is it true that you're too much for him? Number two, or is he the one that have low esteem and thinks that way? So that's why I said I cannot answer that question. That question needs more answers for it to be answered. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. So that question, because I need to ask you more questions, you know. First of all, even that perspective that I'm too much for him, where did he get it from? Is it something he said or something that was implied? Because you might be the one that think you are too much for him. Meanwhile, in reality, you are pushing your success in his head. And maybe the reason why he even dated you was because you agreed to be too much. Because he said, don't worry, I will take care of you now. I'm a woman, I will support you. And from the beginning, you've already said that you will be the captain. Praise God. Yeah. Just put on the microphone. It's on.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Yeah.
Okay, so frustration. I think that this also applies. What I'm about to say also applies to people who are single. And
don't worry, just
married.
Say your story. Don't worry. Right. See, you know the thing. All of you, somebody, just say your story. So, see, I mean, everybody has one story, including me. Don't let's form story here. Yeah. My brother, just say your story. You're doing well.
So change, right?
Yeah.
Actually, change that comes with complacency. I think that's, you know, from personal experience.
What does that mean? Tell me the experience.
So you meet someone.
Tell me the experience. Also, You met someone. Yeah.
Okay. And then they present.
Tell me something that happened. Don't give me something that's hypothetical. We're not in math class. We're in life class. Yeah.
Right. You're in a relationship with this person, right? And then along the line, they change. And then, you know, along with that change comes complacency. So you're not. There's not even possibility for growing or building or understanding, right?
And they change. Just, what did they change to?
They just become someone different. You know, okay. So things that they used
so
to
why did they change?
So I'm trying to put it in the box of if it's internal or if it's external. And
then, the person that changed.
Yes, exactly.
It depends on why they changed. They may be changing in responses to your change. Their change might be responding to your change. So you used to send flowers before, you need to do the pickup before you stopped. The person will change now.
But is it possible though? I mean, so is it possible? So in a case where you're not the initiator.
You see the challenge with that? I don't like case and using maths. I love personal story. So that we can ask you, what did they say? What did you do? You know, but this one you're using hypothesis and pi r square. I don't know about that one.
So this is my personal story.
Okay. What is the story, sir?
So a lot of people say these things where people want different things at certain points.
My brother, leave what people say. Tell us your story. Yeah.
There's a personal reason why I really can't like go into more
you
don't, detail.
The thing is that you didn't have to say details. You can make it sketchy. But tell us the story. Yeah. So I was dating this girl. That's
yes,
a good place
so
to start
I was dating
from.
This person. Okay. We agreed. We're going to get married, want a kid. And then somewhere along the line, some of the things that we both wanted. Kids. I don't want kids anymore.
Oh, so she doesn't want kids anymore.
Yes. Yeah, so
okay,
don't,
good.
You don't want that. And then all
so when she
things,
doesn't want kids anymore, did you ask her why?
Yes.
What did she say?
Career.
Career?
Yes.
Is it because of her career? She doesn't want kids?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ask her that? How does she hope you handle it?
That's where complacency then comes in. So
what's complacency?
Like, they don't care much for, like, your feelings or your...
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Why do you want to marry someone that don't care about your feelings?
So, this is not... I'm saying you're married to this person already.
Oh, you're married to this person already.
Exactly.
Good. Good. So if you're married to this person already, the question is that, what made the sudden change within the marriage? Because the person already knows I'm married and knows that this has implication. What made the sudden change in the marriage?
They switch careers.
They switch careers.
Sure.
So the thing is this, I will tell you the truth, that's not the reason. The career reason is the excuse for what they said. That's not the reason.
But in this case, I'm not the initiator, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
what is it?
In response to what you said, that what did I do to make the person change? So I'm saying, you know.
No. Well, the thing is that I cannot tell if you didn't do anything, except I speak with that person. Because, for example, I'm a pastor. Hi, I've not seen you in church. Oh, pastor, you know it's my work. I know it's a lie. But everybody needs to a nice... See, everybody needs to a story that makes them good. So that's what you've heard now, is a story that makes a person good. You have to pay attention to what is not said so that you can see the deeper meaning. Pay attention, sir.
Thank you, pastor.
All right, thank you. Yes. I have a lot of mind counselors. Brother and Sister Kiki are here. They are mind counselors. So, you know. Brother Kiki, why are you shaking your head? I will say, give you the microphone now. Because I know your area where you specialize. They are the one, they help us take the sex class in the mind counseling. Yeah. That's what they do for us. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, my question is around the church. So, yeah. What happened to me, personal experience, is that I had two different people who pray with me tell me two different men that were supposed to be my husband. Mm. I also prayed and got confirmation in different ways for both of those people.
You got two confirmations?
Yeah.
Wow.
But this is at separate times, guys. Like, please. So it's like 1 year, and then the next person is the following year. And so... I became a little disillusioned when it came to the whole prophecy with your husband and all of that and getting confirmation from God. Because it's literally like, I'm like, God, if this person is my husband, let him wear blue tomorrow. And he wears blue tomorrow.
Okay.
Based on what the pastor said. Yeah, based on what the
pastor
said. So it's not that I didn't even ask, obviously. I didn't even. Okay, this was the information that was volunteered to me.
Okay. Let me just help this. If you need a pastor to pray with you and tell you who you should marry, let me show you a scripture. 1 Corinthians. The reason why is that this thing is common, though. If you come to me to choose for you, I will just say, baby. The reason why is that who will live with them? And someone else will choose for you. The pastor doesn't choose your car. He doesn't choose your dress. He doesn't choose the house you live in. His husband will choose for you. And just to let you know, who did Jesus Christ choose husband for? Follow the master. Who did Apostle Paul choose husband for? Even people that... The problem is this. I will tell you what the real problem is. Wrong teaching equals to wrong beliefs. Wrong belief produces wrong behavior. My sister, the first thing is that for you to even think that a pastor has to choose for you, that's where the problem is. Even if they choose for you, say, pastor, thank you. I understand your case. Why do you want to choose for me? As intelligent and handsome as I am, I don't know who to marry. What pastors do is counsel. Not choice. The Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. They will say, based on this, that's counsel. Bring in spiritual facts, spiritual intelligence, physical fact. See what you are doing. And they will still leave you to make the decision for yourself. If in that kind of church, you leave. Because they will not only choose your husband for you, they will soon choose your finance. Someone coming one time and say, pastor, should they do CSD, that thing they call this year, what they call it? CS. I said, sir, hope you're not a pastor, not a doctor. If you call and say, I should pray for you, yes. But asking a pastor to make a medical decision for you is a problem with Africa. If you say, I should pray, yes, prayer. But that should they do operation or not? What do I know? I understand that I'm anointed. I understand to give guidance. But what I'm saying that there's an abuse in that area. If you tell me, I can ask you a question. That, okay, so what do you think? What's the condition? This, and I mean, the way I've said it is not the way I will answer. What's the condition? If you ask me, this is it. I'll say, what did the doctor say? I said, why not follow the doctor's guidance? And even our pastors are not even as literate as I am. Praise God. So the major problem is wrong teaching equals to wrong belief. Wrong belief equals to wrong behavior. What the scripture I want to show you is in 1 Corinthians 13, where the Bible says, whether there be prophecy, it will fail. It said, only love will last. Meaning that love will outlast prophecy. Praise God. So let's close, though. We've tried. Yeah. So please remember the key about frustration. What is the cause of the frustration? Is it internal? How many of you know your frustration are caused internally? If it's internal, wave your hands. Let me see. Internal, wave your hands. God bless you. If it's external, raise up your hands. Let me see.